Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. Today's podcast discusses the effects of executive alignment and misalignment on the success of an ERP implementation. I'm going to be speaking with Bree Neely, Senior Manager at Panorama Consulting Solutions and an ERP Organizational Change Management Expert. Bree, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Chris.
Well, thanks for being here.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Very happy to talk about executive alignment.
So we've got a few questions for you. Let's get right into it. First off, how would you define executive alignment for us?
Well, essentially, executive alignment is the agreement and unity of an executive team, and that can be in general or as it specifically relates to a project like an ERP implementation. With regards to an ERP implementation, areas that we at Panorama would look for alignment in or on the executive team include the prioritization of the project, the timeline for the implementation and any benefits realization activities, the need and strategy for backfilling, resources on the teams, attitudes towards training, key performance indicators, and so on.
Okay. So why is executive alignment so critical to an ERP implementation?
Well, ERP implementations are hard. I don't think anyone would ever argue against that statement. And end users need to see a unified front from their executive leadership in order to stay motivated and continue to buy into the project throughout the entire project life cycle. These projects can last anywhere from a year to 3 or even 4 years. So the executives have to lead the end users throughout the entire project and make sure that they are rallying behind the project at every given moment.
Right.
Executive misalignment can cause a great deal of stress, even if it's not necessarily so black and white as to be, I don't know, a split between executives who are bullish versus those who are bearish about the project.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a lot more subtle than that. It can be, for instance, a situation where a CFO is disseminating information that's different than what the CEO is saying.
Mm-hmm.
And when things like that happen, when you don't have unified communications and messaging and alignment, then you quickly create an environment where employees lose trust in their management team and start doubting the worth of the project and the leadership behind the project.
Right. So tell us, what would you say could be done to avoid or, you know, mitigate this type of situation?
Well, from our point of view, of course, it's organizational change management.
Mm-hmm.
And when people hear organizational change management, they typically think of ERP end users,
right,
who are the folks, you know, sitting at the desks using the system. And they are definitely, obviously, a big stakeholder group that receive a lot of OCM activities. But Panorama is different than other firms in that we also believe OCM strategies and tactics need to include executives and project managers to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So we focus on training and communication among all groups, and that includes executives, which can be very surprising to them at times.
Right.
But according to our 2012 ERP report, 29% of respondents, so almost one-third, stated that they did not have top-level management commitment during implementation.
Mm.
So it's a critical problem area in implementations. It can really create a lot of issues very quickly. So increasing executive buy-in and proactively addressing employees' resistance to change, and that, you know, employees include the executives, ensures that your ERP project would stay on time and on budget.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we do.
Okay. So what would you say are some of the specific tactics that Panorama might deploy in a situation where, as you mentioned, the executives were misaligned?
Well, first, we would want to assess what the executives truly think about the project, the organization's ability to successfully manage the project, what benefits they want to see from the ERP system, and so forth. And we would do that as part of an organizational readiness assessment right at the beginning of the project. So that would be the first step. And then you really need to get all the executives in the same room to start learning about and coming to agreement on all of these aspects I mentioned. Is the COO thinking, say, that all the ERP work, you know, throughout the next couple of years is going to be done in employees' free time and won't have any impact on production? And is the CEO saying, well, no, of course, that can't happen. That's not how it's going to be. And then, you know, they're kind of have a disagreement or a misalignment that maybe hasn't been voiced yet, or that they haven't had any discussion about. So you need to get them all in the same room and really hash out the details of the implementation, why they're doing it, what they want from it, who's going to be affected, how they're going to do it, and so forth. Mm-hmm. So Panorama facilitates this kind of education and discussions needed to get the team on the same page. So that would be two examples of tactics we would use at the beginning of a project. But, you know, as we go through and we become more familiar